How many of you are tired already? Raise your hand. I'm tired. Yeah, some of you must be tired. How about if you're joyful on Sabbath day? Raise your hand. Such a wonderful day. No, 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 yes, no, no, yes, no. Okay. I indeed feel very joyful. Thank God for the testimony section and yeah, and I saw a lot of crying at lunch hour prayer. So I think people are moved by the sharing. I guess a lot of you are very lonely, like the counselor, yeah? Yes. The counselor shared that she was lonely, alone, and yeah. How many of you have lonely feeling at home, not at home, in school? You feel lonely. Looks like girls more than boys. Boys got video game? Just kidding, just kidding. Got basketball. You know why people want to get married? It is because God created you to be lonely. That's why. You are looking for a soulmate. Therefore, you have someone to hold on, to talk to yeah, pour out your heart to that person. So, yeah, that's how God made person. So it's only nature for you to feel sometimes a little bit lonely. But Gentile people, they deal with loneliness a little bit different. Like for TJC member, we just pray and cry. For non-TJC, they just get drunk and pass out or do something evil or use other way to satisfy his inner soul. But after you cry, that loneliness could be there once in a while, but indeed, you will receive comfort by the Lord. Yeah. But again, that makes people want to seek for a companion. It's not a bad thing by that. But when time is not there yet, you got to learn how to be, how to live a life, what should I say, loneliness or alone. Actually, Jesus said, I'm not alone, right? Even though nobody was with him, he was not alone. So we pray in depth. That kind of feeling might come to attack you once in a while, but it's easier for you to deal with it than many other Gentiles. But don't get used to it, though. You still need a companion. You still need a spouse. That is the creation of God. Yeah, you have my sympathy. But what can you do? Right? You can have spiritual friends like Ruth's testimony, right? She had troubles, she always has someone to pray with. So if you have a lot of friends over here, like really when you have no one to talk to, call them, phone them, call your mother. Call someone. Don't be alone. Because it might be vulnerable for attraction, you know, of Satan. Oh. Pray to God. Talk to people. Talk to Jesus. Talk to friends. Yeah. Another thing, I think one way to solve it is take a lot of AP classes. Make yourself very busy. Yeah, no time for other things. Yeah, or serve the Lord like crazy. Not like crazy, like crazy can be like crazy. Yep, serving the Lord itself is very joyful. I'm telling you, I have the best job in the world. Even though sometimes I feel like to retire, but I do have the best job in the world. Loving people is like spraying the perfume. You spray the perfume. to other people, but you smell the fragrance yourself. Is that true? So, as a pastor, what do? We pray for people. We preach to people. We love people. Sometimes we are down. Yeah, we are criticized, but whatever, you know. Paul says that, I don't even care what you say about me, you know. I cannot control your mouth. I'm not saying you. But, you know, so this is the best job in the whole world. So, brother, think about this. Or pray about it. Can you do that? At least pray about it. We are missing soldiers in USA. Look, Canada, they have more preachers racial-wise, right? But USA, for some reason, your parents want you to be a lawyer, to be a doctor, to be an accountant. Nobody wants you to be a full-time preacher. How many of your parents want you to be a full-time preacher? Really? Wow! Cool. Pray about it, and yeah, see how God guides us. Shall we sing him? 3, 6, 9. So you remember the structure of 1 Peter? So first chapter is talk about the living hope. The contents of living hope is that we have end decay, unfading, and corruptible, heavenly kingdom to inherit it. And then chapter 2 talk about, since we have this living hope, we need to be like a newborn baby sucking the pure milk, so we can grow into salvation. And then we shall be like a living stone, gathered together as a spiritual house to offer a spiritual sacrifice. Therefore, we shall bring the same hope to many other Gentile people, so they also can live a life with hope. Hope is something wonderful, give you light, give you strength, can keep you going. That is the hope. And then he started address to different parties. Then inserted some teaching of suffering and last days. Then continue address to different parties. Now we have finished addressing to different parties, for example, young men, for example, spouse, and servants or sojourners. Now, tonight, we shall focus on the suffering that Peter was talk about. Besides loneliness could be a suffering, do you think that your life is quite suffering? You suffer a lot with your life, raise your hand. Like you live a very miserable life, 很可怜的, persecuted life. You got to remember, after the letter was written, 2 years later, Peter was crucified upside down. Therefore, we got to imagine that what type of persecution they might face. So, Peter got to address the issues of suffering. Right. So let's talk about suffering. Oops. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3, from 13 to 16, it talk about, blessed are those who endure suffering for righteousness' sake. 13 to 6, let's read 13 and 14 only. 13 and 14. Andrew from Queens, please read out loud, 13 and 14. Okay. Peter asked the question, 3:13. And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? Answer, Peter. Who is he will harm you? Who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? If you do good, who will harm you? There's a question mark. Is that your friend will harm you? No. Your mother will harm you if you do good? No. Jesus will harm you if you do good? No. So who will harm you if you follow the lights? Follow what is good? Who will harm you? Who? Who will make you suffer if you do good? Usually no one, right? Because you do good, right? But when Jesus did good, who harmed Jesus? Who? Those Pharisees, right? Those Jewish people. Why did they harm Jesus? When Jesus followed what is good, why Jewish people harm him, crucify him on the cross? Ivan. Yes, due to jealous. What else? Joseph. Joseph from Seattle. Besides jealous, Jesus followed what is good. How come he still got harmed? Yes, they thought that he preached cult, right? Preach against their tradition. Today, Peter was saying that, no, you got to understand that they are followers of Jesus. Now, Peter tried to ask, if you do good, who is going to harm you? Usually no, right? But maybe there are certain type of people, for religious reason, for personal benefit reason, they will still harm you. They will still harm you. Usually no. But if you persecuted for the sake of righteous. Verse 14 continue. But even if you shall suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. Who else speak similar words like verse 14? Who also say it? Jesus, right? Where did this record it, Joseph? Chapter 5, very close, yeah. Can you read chapter 5, Matthew 5? Matthew 5. Verse 10.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God.
So blessed are those who persecuted for righteousness' sake. Peter simply repeated the word that Jesus said. Can you give me an example that you are indeed blessed if you are persecuted for the sake of Jesus? You are persecuted for the right reason. You go to your friends and your friends offer you a dozen beer, Budweiser, and they tell you, hey, drink it. And you say, no. You say, are you a man? Drink it, please. And you keep refusing, right? Then they start to market you. You are not a man. You are a coward. So you are blessed after you got persecuted. Why? Can you give me an example that indeed is a blessing that you are persecuted for righteous sake? By the way, is it true that a lot of college kids like party and drunk all the time? They got drunk all the time? What do they do when they party with alcohol? What do they do? Huh? I am out of school for a long time. I don't know what they're doing. Marvin, what do they do? Huh? They just drink and train your pee. Drink and what is train your pee in English? Huh? Boasting. Talk about their history with girls, of course. I don't know. I'm only imagining. I mean, if you do not join the conversation or you are, how do you prove to me that indeed it is blessed to be persecuted for righteous sake? How do you prove that? Sean. I'm glad it is not sermon, you know. I can ask you to talk. Sermon, I can only talk myself. Louder. Okay. See, from the Bible, you can see many examples who are persecuted for right reason, not for wrong reason. And under the persecution, you all turn out a blessing. Let's there are so many examples, like David, right? This few days, we talk about David a lot. David was persecuted by King Saul for wrong reason, also out of jealousy. You know, he did nothing wrong at all. But he feel like he was a flea that, you know, King Saul tried to always crush him. He was like what? Zegu. What do you say, Zegu? What kind of bird is that? Zegu, Zegu, Zegu. Anybody know? No? He was like a kind of bird called Chinese translation called Zegu. Like a bird that hunted by hunter. That's how he felt, right? And he did nothing wrong. But guess what? Without those persecution, right? He cannot come out so many beautiful, beautiful psalms that you are reading today. Now, that is a blessing. So if you persecute it for the sake of righteousness, there are blessing will follow. You will be built up in this type of persecution. There are many examples, like Joseph. Did Joseph did anything wrong to be sold as a slave? Did he do anything wrong? No, right? Nothing wrong. But he was blessed because without that, it is impossible for him to save 70 people of his own family. It's impossible for him to become the prime minister in the number one country at that generation. So blessed are those who persecuted for righteous sake. At the processes, you feel very painful. Like, for example, you feel lonely. Why? If you learn Gentiles, you just, you know, fool around, you know. You know, for a short time. Momentary, yes, thank you. Momentary, you might feel excited, you might feel that empty was gone. But guess what? The more you do it, the more you feel even more empty. That's why in my language, you know, there's a saying that, you know, 抽刀断水，水更流；几杯消愁，愁更愁. Anybody can interpret? No? That if you use a knife to cut the water, flowing water, it will continue flowing. If you use the alcohol to numb yourself, right? 几杯消愁, the sorrow will be added to that alcohol. It's impossible that Gentile you try to use all type of ways to quench the thirsty deep down in a person's heart. Like, remember that Samaritan woman, when she said to Jesus, "I don't have husband," how did Jesus answer her? Anyone? Hey, come on, you are in NYTS, you're supposed to know a very simple Bible story. Lily. And how many husbands do you have? 5. And the current husband, is it her husband? No. So can you imagine this woman, right? She must be a very lonesome woman. He used husband to satisfy her emptiness, right? So now the husband is not true. Your true husband probably she got an affair or something. Maybe the husband is someone else's husband. I don't know. The Bible never say, right? Or maybe you will put it a good way. Anyway, he has 5 husbands. Still, 5 husbands cannot quench her heart. My point is that even like you feel you're lonely, it's kind of persecuted with you. Maybe I shouldn't use persecuted. You're attacked by that emotion, but you endure, right? Endure. Guess what? If you endure and you solve it with righteous way, I'm telling you, after you got married, huh? Sometimes your spouse might be away, you might endure the same thing, but that will be what I'm trying to say. Loneliness is not the only an issue to a married person. Sometimes married person might encounter the same thing. But because you are able to solve it with God's way, you use prayer, use a Bible verse, later on you experience comfort, you know, then you will be blessed. You will be blessed. Because it is not your fault. You are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. Let me give another story, right? There was a sister in Queens. She shared this in, SSC or ISTS. She was a counselor. She talked about when she first when she was in college, she tried to draw closer to God. She used to hang out with a lot of friends. They are all Gentile friends, right? But the moments that he tried to draw closer to God, Gentile friends leave her one by one. Because every Friday, she got to go to church. Every Saturday, she got to go to church. Therefore, Gentile friends was like, you are not part of us anymore. Later on, they united together to isolate her. So what you hear the testimony today, she was crying, "Lord, how come I become your follower to a point that I'm so lonely, I have no friends to hang out anymore," right? Then, of course, just like the sister shared, she pray, and received comfort. And she realized that comfort is real. Her burden can be lifted, and she can continue her life till this day. So, brethren, suffering could be a blessing for right reason. I told you, USA kids, you are missing one thing, that is I guess not only USA kids, that nowadays people really have good life, kids. Is that right? What do you think? Kids have good life, yeah? Yeah. How many of you ever work in a cafeteria? You do? Cafeteria? Restaurant? You do? Cool. So how do you feel? Life is good? Good?
It was bad.
But I want to share with you my personal story. I can identify with you because I think I share some of the kids in USA. My generation, when we come to USA to study, right, most of us got to work. Nowadays, people come to USA to study, they bring tons of cash, right? Do you notice that? You don't. Maybe if you go to Vancouver, you will notice more. I heard that Vancouver, all the newcomers start to buy fancy cars. Is it true? Huh? It is true. Yeah. Anyway, they are so-called 富二代. How do you say 富二代 in English? Huh? It become rich second generation. Actually, 富二代 become a normal term now. Every non-Asian people know what is 富二代. Maybe not you, but Bob's? Fab. No, Fab is different. Fab is fresh of boat. Fuadai is different from Fab. Now, in my generation, people work in a restaurant, wash dishes, deliver Chinese food. I was there, I'm telling you, I was there. And you know, I think it's good for me. If we talk about cleaning toilet, I was there. If we talk about building a house mixed with cement, I was there. Pile up bricks, I was there. Mowing alone in the hotel lawn, I was there, right? Deliver Chinese food in the snowing day, I was there. Did I tell you that, I was not very lucky when I delivered Chinese food, because every time I come back to the restaurant, right? Usually there are eggs flying over, try to hit me with eggs. I don't know why only me. I was so angry. Why only me, right? There are others deliver food. Why only me, right? Then I realized it was my fault. You know why? Because New York is always one-way street. Manhattan, right? I was riding on the bike. I want to save the distance, so I always go against this one-way direction, right? No, right? But I don't care at that time. I only want to make money, right? That's why American people do not like it. Whenever I come back to the restaurant, there are eggs. I said, what's going on here? But you know what? One thing I really learned, no? Do you notice that all the young men are quite proud of themselves, no matter what? How many of you think you have that pride issues? Including me, you know? People, for some reason, there is always a pride. And I think through the processes of suffering, God took away a lot of my personal pride, I think. Yeah, I think. When you go through a lot, it humbles you. And you make your inner man stronger. That's why when you read the Bible, blessed are those who persecuted for the right reason. Your life is not as smooth, but for the right reason. Actually, God will build you up through the processes, you know? So don't be afraid if your life is not as easy as other people, you know? Yeah. Justin Doo's father was my friend in Elizabeth Church. And, you know, whenever there's a church activity, you know, at that time, Brother Doo always joined church activity. But what did I do? I can't. I can only join church services. I got to earn money, right? So I always say that you guys are lucky. It's good, but you know, in these processes, I feel like it's a very humbling process. And if today I can be a little bit better worker of God, it have to do with that those years of suffering. I guess if God wants to use you, right? God wants to use you. He will train you. He will mold you to a point that you are usable. And usually, how did he train you or mold you? Usually go through suffering processes. You know? And I bet in the future, the reward in the heavenly kingdom will be great. For those who suffer for the Lord, for the righteousness' sake, for the kingdom of God is theirs, right? That's why he continue saying in verse 14, he says that, so don't be scared or don't be frightened, right? Well, when we are under suffering, sometimes we feel panicking. But he was saying that, think about how God has promised you in the Bible, right? So you don't need to be panicking, verse 14. Let me read it again, 3:14. But even if you shall suffer for righteous' sake, you are blessed, and quote, and do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. Right? It's easy to say, but it's not easy to do, especially if you are under persecution. Remember Peter himself. When Jesus was persecuted, they all run away. They locked themselves in the room. Even he followed to the court. He even denied Jesus Christ for 3 times. So when he say himself that, don't be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. Really, without fullness of Holy Spirit, it's impossible. It only come true when he received the Holy Spirit, when he had the fullness of Holy Spirit, when he's standing in the court facing the same Sanhedrin that judged Jesus, he was there, but he was so calm. Really, he answered with tender and fear. That's reading, continue reading, verse 15. Verse 15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Remember, you kind of when you read those Peter's verse, right? You got to think about how he react himself, how he present himself in front of the Sanhedrin, right? They frighten him or strengthen him. You shall not continue to preach in the name of Jesus. What did he say? What did he say to them? 不要再奉耶稣的名传。 What did Peter say? Anybody remember? 我们所看见的、所听见的，不能不说， right? Whatever we see, whatever we hear, we cannot but talking about it. And he continued to say, listen to you and not listen to God. Is it right? You judge. So you can see that his firmness, right? Even though he could be captured like Jesus Christ, come on, it is possible, right? Because Jesus was persecuted by the same party. No, he and John was facing the same party, but he was able to answer with meekness and fear. Fear means that fear to God. Yeah, 温柔跟敬畏的心, a fearful heart, reverent heart to God, and no panicking at that time because Holy Spirit was with them. Do you remember that Jesus told them, when you are caught in the court, don't worry what to say. Do you remember Jesus talked to them about that? Let's turn to Matthew 10:19. I think I called a lot of people already. Did I call you? Oh, you are Elenda. What is her name? Yolanda. Yolanda, can you please read? Now, if you compare this verse, right, Jesus said, when you got delivered to the court, you don't need to worry what to say, right? God will give the words into your mouth. But if you read Peter's later, come back to read 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, it says that you shall be ready, right? 3:15, right? But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to anyone who asks you. So how come Jesus said you don't need to worry what to say? You don't need to think about what to say, right? Worry what to say. But over here, Peter is trying to say that you got to be ready, be prepared. Why? Have you ever wondered why? For Peter, I don't need to be scared. I don't need to be prepared. Holy Spirit will move me to say anything. But for them, Peter said, get ready. Be prepared. Why is that? The Bible did not say any answer, but why is that? What do you think? When you give a sermon, do you need to prepare? You do, right? Do you notice that some people do not need to prepare when they give sermons? You didn't notice. I do notice. I cannot tell you the name because... But they are super good speaker. They are super good. They are trained. They are well trained. To me, Jesus said, you don't need to worry what to say, right? Those disciples were trained for 3 years, right? But those he was talking about to regular members. Now, when you are asked, why do you looking forward to the heavenly kingdom, right? Why do you continue preaching Jesus? Now, Peter wants them to get ready to answer. Be ready because... Yeah, you are not like us. We are professional. I should not say professional. We are full-time worker of God. You are what? You are what? I don't know. You are not full-time. Part-timer. So get ready. But as for me, I like to get ready myself. I mean, in all the situation. Unless you are caught by surprise, right? You have no way to prepare. I guess many times Peter and John, they are caught by surprise. He did not know. He preached. Suddenly, the high officer come and they were just locked up. And then they got to defend for themselves in front of the high officer. And of course, God gave them wisdom, right? But now, persecution become very norm. People always got asked. Now you got to get ready, huh? So, brethren, if people ask you, why do you go to church all the time on Saturday, are you ready to answer them? Why you are not like us? You don't fooling around like us. Are you ready to give answer? They tell you that, you know, cohabitation is one of the best way to enter into marriage. This is my choice. And well, this is my personal experiences, actually. When I was working in the company, we are sitting together. Three of my colleagues sitting with me. One was boasting about his cohabitation experiences. The other said, oh, I did the same thing. The other, and I was alone. No, I'm sorry. I gone through matchmaking. Yeah, what's going on? Right? What sort of matchmaking? But are we ready to present what is your belief? And you are not ashamed of it. This is my personal choice. This is my value. I don't believe try out and return. Like you go to a supermarket or department store, you buy something, you use it, you don't like it, you return. Like marriage is not like that. You buy it, you try it, you don't like it, you return. Right? This is not my concept. So my point is that, are you ready to answer all types of challenges? People might have question for you. Truly, when you come here, right, I mean, you should pray in depth of Holy Spirit. You should also think about, what is your belief? Why you choose the way you are choosing? What kind of direction you are going? Why do you want to walk like Jesus' way? Huh? This is something you really got to meditate and know what you are believing, right? Now, let's read verse 16. Verse 16. Having a good conscience that when they defame you as evildoer, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed, right? Now you are able to answer with fear and meekness, and you have clear conscience. So those who are blaspheming you, those who defame you as evildoers, they will be ashamed, right? Why people will call you as evildoers? Why? Chapter 4, verse 4. Why people blaspheme you? Yeah. Chapter 4, verse 4. Someone read. Anybody who do not read, please read in my class. Call your name and read. Say your name and read. Anyone? Oh, the one from Europe, sister. You're from Europe, 非欧洲来的, 姐妹, 你是从哪里来的? 芬兰, Norway. What's your name again? 佩瑜, sorry, I forgot. 佩瑜, can you read? Chapter 4, verse 4. 中文可以啊? 'And regardless, they think it is strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. So people might slander you, might call your name, might hate you because you don't follow their deeds, right? But when you are able to answer them, well, ready to give the right answer with meekness and fear, now they slander you, but they don't prove that nothing wrong with you. I got a better value than you, right? I think my value is not any worse than you, put it that way, right? Well, I don't want to talk too much at that time. I mean, when people all say that we go through cohabitation, then enter into marriage, right? Of course, there's a trial period. But again, I think as a human being, right, there are some dignity I should hold of, the value of of us is very different. Now, if they slander me because of that, right? Later on, they observe our deeds. They will say, oh, maybe we mistaken you. And even they will feel ashamed of themselves in the future. That's what Peter is trying to say. So again, your suffering could be from your friends, could be from your surrounding. Yet, God says you will be blessed. And God wants you to get ready to answer the proper words. To answer for proper words for him. Yeah. Then the Bible continues to talk about if God's will is for you to suffer because you do good, right? You will have rest like Jesus Christ. Let's read chapter 3, verse 17. Really, I ran out of names. Those who do not. Okay, yeah, William, sorry. Okay, maybe let's pause over here. It is good, it's better if it is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for doing evil, right? Do people suffer if they do evil? Do people suffer if they do evil? Let's say the drug lord, Mexican drug master, they live in Miami, they got big mansion, they drive convertible, and they have different girls staying at their swimming pool, and they do evil things. Do they suffer for doing evil? The bug, you knock your head. How do they suffer? When they get caught. It is true, right? It is true. When they get caught. Jesus said, 隐藏的事没有不被显露的. Everything that is hidden will be revealed one day. You cannot do bad things with the rest of your life. Even you do, the Bible says, psalmist says that God already arranged them in the slippery road. So really, they can fall anytime. They will feel nervous every time because they do evil things. When they see police car pass by, right, they start to feel panicking, isn't it? I don't know if they are for me or they are not coming for me, right? So they don't have peaceful heart. So people indeed will suffer when doing evil. I shared with you the other day, I mean, if you do not suffer when you do evil, you should be careful. Now, if you do evil, your conscience never rebuke you, or Holy Spirit never remind you, rebuke you, that means what? That means what? Huh? Say louder? Yes, I think God has already don't mind you anymore, right? God do not hit you with a stick anymore. You don't. Your conscience do not even feel prick. If you are here and you hear a lot of truth, like a mirror, you are looking in the mirror, you still do not have any feeling. Oh. Even when you pray for 6 days, 5 days, 6 days, when you hear the podium or when you read the Bible, it was a mirror, reflect our own mistakes, yet you don't feel suffering, then I guess you are in great, 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 great trouble, my brother. Oh, you got to talk to Pastor Raymond. Yeah, because it's impossible. I mean, Holy Spirit is like water, right? Our dirty spots, you come here. That spot was constantly under the dripping of the water, you know? So your heart will become cleaner and cleaner. At the beginning, you'll feel guilty and God will comfort you, right? But if you never feel like, oh, I shall repent, I shall determine to return, really something wrong. Because people will reap what they sow. One of the reaping is that you just feel regret, remorse, and of what you have done, right? So indeed, people might suffer because of doing evil. But people might suffer because you are doing good. But it's better that you suffer for doing good, right? Then you talk about Jesus' example. Jesus suffered for doing good, not only on the cross, also in the past, in Noah's age. On the cross is for the last days, salvation in the last days, right? In Noah's age is for the first destruction of the earth. Now, on the cross is for the last day to save people from the second destruction. So the Bible talk about this story, right? Verse 18. Let's read verse 18 and on. Let's finish it to 22. 18 to 22. Can you raise your hand you never read in my class? Girls? Yes, please. I did not call you. No, I did not call you. Yes, please. What's your name? Monica, that's right. Monica. Your sister is Erica. Yes. Please read. Yeah, if you suffer for righteous, for good, then the result, just like Jesus, right? You are able to enter into heaven. You can have rest. You can have power. You can have glory. You can sit on the right-hand side of God and have power that all the angels and authorities and power will be in subjection to you. Oh. So, yeah, suffer for good reason. Eventually, you can have rest in your heart. And you can have victories, right? And here talk about, I will talk about what is prison here later on, but let me share the story, right? Now, Jesus Christ, verse 18, he was one, suffered for us. So he was put to death in his flesh, but he resurrected with a spiritual body. That is verse 18. According to flesh, he was put to death, but in spirit, he resurrected in a spiritual body, right? And verse 19 is very interesting. Through the Spirit, Jesus is God. God in flesh. So his spirit went to the prison, went to preach to those in the prison. Who are in the prison? Who are in the prison? Verse 20 is, let's talk about those unbelievers, those people who do not believe in Noah's age, as if they are in prison, right? Later on, I will prove to you the prison means the world, the Babylon, people who are in the world. Later on, tomorrow I will try to prove to you, but now please take for it. So Jesus once was his spirit was preaching at that generation, right? But guess what? Only 8 people got saved. At that time, it was the flood. Flood was destroyed the generation at that time, but flood, the water, also saved 8 people. Today, the same thing. Our doctrine, our preaching, our water baptism can save a lot of souls who enter into true Jesus. But this type of message will also condemn those who do not believe, right? So I share this with you already. Right? Now let's turn to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14 to 15. 2:14 to 15. Annabelle, please read. I know your name. Yes, we are perfume, we are fragrancy to those who are saved. Our gospel is like fragrancy. To those who are saved, we are like fragrancy, perfume. But also to those who are dead, we have the fragrancy. So this kind of fragrancy can make people die because they disbelieve, or can save people because they believe. So the water at the Noah's age is the same. That water prefigure water baptism. Today, by performing this water baptism, telling people that doing this is your salvation, this type of truth, if people do not accept it, they are condemned. Jesus said, 信而受洗必然得救，不信的必被定罪. English. Believe and be baptized, you will be saved. Those who do not believe, you are condemned. So the same message, the same flood, the same water baptism can save and can condemn. But Jesus was preaching at the old age, in Noah's age. When we talk about Jesus, it's his spirit, right? And the last day, the same thing. He himself became flesh and died for us. And then he resurrected. So, even though he was suffering for good, yet later on, he was able to sit on the right-hand side of God. So today, our lesson is that really, if you are suffering right now, right? How many of you think you are suffering in NYTS? I'm telling you, this is for good. This is never for bad. Suffering over here, of course it's a suffering. Come on. Praying 2 hours a day? If you do not have fullness of the Holy Spirit, it's really a suffering, isn't it? How many of you feel your knee are very painful? Your waist are very painful? You do, right? I know, right? But because some of you are still praying for Holy Spirit, I mean, but this suffering, if you are able to sustain, like Jesus Christ, right? You labor, but it's for good reason. Eventually, you can have abundant life. How many of you feel really, I'm sincerely, I want to ask him, you really feel peace and tranquil and joy over here? Raise your hand. I want to know that. You really feel like, I am good. I'm satisfied. Really, I mean, it is true. You are suffering physically, but in your hearts, there is power. There is victory. There is the power over here can overcome Satan, can overcome authority, angels. Now, for us, we can have victory as well, just like Jesus sitting at the right hand side, right? Okay, then over here also have a verse talk about the baptism is not to get rid of filthiness of the flesh, but to have clear conscience. So baptism is really for your conscience. Let's turn to Hebrew. Hebrew chapter 9, verse 14. Hebrew 9, 14. 9:14. Who else? Who else? Raise your hand. I did not call you. Please read, Sister Renee. I know you. Your name. Chapter 9, verse 14. So the baptism has the blood of Jesus Christ, which can cleanse your conscience, right? So the whole purpose of this passage is that, yes, if you suffer for good, right, really, you can be just like Jesus Christ. So brethren, please do not leave NYTS if you don't have to, right? Only 1 week left. Endure the suffering. I know some of you might feel, oh, enough, 1 week. I graduate already. I want to go home tonight. But you continue, if God's willing, right? God's willing, sustained, God will give you victory, okay? Just like Jesus Christ. Tomorrow I will explain what is jail, because I need a board to write down some verses. You can know jail actually is the world. Of course, you just by reading verse 19 and 20, you know that those who are in jail refer to those who disbelieve the message that was preaching in Noah's age. So really, if you notice that TCC members are fewer than any other denomination, right? Think about Noah's age. Noah preached for 100 years. Only 8 people were saved, right? TCC also preached 100 years already, right? Of course, you compare with Catholic or you compare with other denominations. We are, our figure are relatively fewer, especially in Western society. But that is the same situation in Noah's age. The row is small, gate is small. Those who enter are few, right? Big rows, big gate leads to destruction. Therefore, when you come here, you should have this kind of conviction. Let's pray in silence. Amen.